veteran myself, so I want to thank all you veterans out there that have served and that are serving now. And, you know, the Bible tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and not to be alarmed, because these things are to be, and but the end has not yet come. And when I think about this, I think back on friends that I lost during the Vietnam era, and family and friends that I know here now who have lost people more recently. Today is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, which was supposed to be the end of all wars, and we see that didn't work out. And we've had several wars since, and we'll apparently have wars in the future. And we look upon our veterans as having served us in such a way that it has protected the entire world, not just this United States of America, which we so much enjoy and maybe sometimes even take for granted, but we have this awesome country at our disposal to live and be secure in, and sometimes forget about some of the things that are going on around the rest of the world where we have troops deployed all over the world. And so we want to hold them up in prayer today and be still reminded of the sacrifices of so many, and not just the soldiers that were lost, but those soldiers that have to live with some things that they saw and had happened to them throughout the course of their service. And we also have to remember that today is not particularly a day of celebration for many people who have lost loved ones, who lost, for the widows, for the widowers, for the children who are fatherless because of these wars. We have to pray and keep them in mind too. It is not particularly a celebration, but it's also a time that we have to fall back on our belief in God, because God is the one who knows all things. And by that statement in the Bible where there are rumors of wars and that there will be wars, he knows that. And God is in control. And when I think and I look at this a little bit, in my mind's eye, I see the coffin draped with the flag. And at the same time, can you see it in your mind's eye, Jesus hanging on the cross? Because he has forgiven us all of our sins, and he has come to reassure us that we have life, and we have eternity. So we should be looking for eternity in the future, and that these things have taken place. We may not understand exactly why these things happen, but we know that they will, and we trust in the Lord Jesus in the Bible. The Bible is the best history book we have. It tells us how it began and how it's going to end and how it's to live in between these times. So, Lord God, we come to you and praise you, Lord, for this wonderful day, for these wonderful people that we've had who have served us over the years. And when now we pray, Lord, that we'll just remember the things that have come so easily to us and be thankful for those things. And Lord, at the same time, we have such distress going on in our country, from voting problems to fires in California and shootings, in mass shootings in California. And just there's so much turmoil throughout our country. And the only place that we can really go to, Lord, is to you, and to ask you to remind us and have the Holy Spirit come upon us and show us how it is that we are to deal with these things one day at a time, one moment at a time, because you are in our presence any time that we call upon you. And we need you, Lord. We need you to reassure us that we're not in a lost world, that we actually have eternity to look forward to, and that each one of these days, we're not supposed to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. All we have to do is call upon Jesus. We have to stay in the Word, though. And Lord, I just ask that we have the Holy Spirit come upon us, show each and every one of us, each and every day, how we can make a difference. You also tell us, Lord, there are two of your first two commandments that you hold most important. One is to love you with all our hearts and minds and soul and strength, and the other is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So, Lord, let's keep those things in mind as we go forward and we go out each day, because we're the ones that can make a difference in the world, and lead us to other people, and not be afraid, but be encouraged to spread your word, Lord, in your name, and that you are the salvation. You gave us life over death, and that we will prevail. in the end times, God will take us into his arm in heaven. So in our holy and precious name, Jesus, I pray for this church, for this nation, for this world, Lord, to recognize that you are the only way, the truth, and the life. In the holy and precious name, Jesus, amen.